This is Steve Sherlock. This is another Franklin Matters radio show. This shares my interview and discussion with Town Council candidate K.P. Sampali. Our discussion was conducted via conference bridge to adhere to the social distancing requirements of this pandemic period. Franklin Mass voters should be aware that there is a special election, per town charter, to fill the seat recently vacated by Eamon McCarthy Earls. He left at the beginning of September to enter law school in Virginia. The special election is scheduled for Saturday, December 5, 2020, to meet the 90-day requirements of the charter. All candidates are asked the same set of questions to allow Franklin voters to make an informed comparison. The text and the questions for our discussion with KP are included in the show notes. Our discussion runs about 11 minutes, so let's listen into my conversation with KP. Steve Sherlock for Franklin Matters, Franklin Public Radio, here with KP Sampali to talk about his candidacy for our town council special election coming up on December 5th. Franklin Matters Radio, of course, you can hear anywhere on the internet on WFPR-FM or within the Franklin area on the radio dial at 102.9. KP, good morning. Welcome.
Morning, Steve. So thank you for the opportunity, and it's a very nice morning today. Nice to meet you.
Yes, albeit virtually, clearly in a different world, we could do this in person, but you know, we get together. By way of introducing yourself, what is your Franklin story? What should people know about you?
Yeah, my wife and I lived and raised our family in Franklin for around 12 years, having benefited for all the reasons why I moved to Franklin. Number one is a safe community with good rated schools, yep, preserved open space with parks, hiking trails, and sporting fields. Most importantly, a small town culture offering vibrant and enrichment events, activities, and programs. That's some more interesting things we've been in Franklin for the past 12 years.
Yeah, I think like myself as an example, you selected Franklin like I did probably twice as long. I've been here about 25 years, but the other piece, clearly as I was starting, the company fortunately was moving me to the area to work in Boston. So the train was a great thing to save on the commute. But all the other reasons, you know, the community, the accessibility, the local area, the people, the schools, the affordability. Yeah, those were all the reasons we came here. And clearly, Franklin in the last 20 years in particular has gone through a couple of growth spurts. So you and I are not alone in choosing Franklin. In terms of the growth of Franklin, and obviously we chose here and Franklin's been growing. So what degree of development do you feel is appropriate for Franklin, and how would you balance the need for affordable housing with the need to kind of avoid the congestion, some of which we already have?
Two of the most pressing problems for Franklin's are housing affordability and traffic congestion. But there is an approach to both the problems that could lead to significant improvements at low cost and relatively quickly. It involves developing transit-oriented centers in conjunction with inclusionary zoning. Like this form of development gives priority to housing affordability and low car use. It does so by requiring a certain proportion of permanently affordable housing and dwellings without car parking, but with strong access to local facilities, like travel is mainly by walking and public transport. At the same time, introducing a special rate on land similar to existing council rate based on land values and eliminating stamp duty on property transactions would make the market more efficient, reduce budget impacts, and support infrastructure provision. These measures will no way completely solve our problems, but they would be increase Franklin's supply of affordability housing and reduce road congestion.
In terms of the current, and certainly you mentioned a bunch of the community, as you're aware, I think on the November ballot, we've got the Community Preservation Act. What do you think of that in particular?
Action of like the CPA definitely helps preserve open space and historic sites of our town, create affordable housing, and develop outdoor recreational facilities while providing opportunities for tourism, jobs, and housing. This revenue is a combination of local contributions and state matching funds. Many of our neighboring towns have already adapted this. We should move swiftly on this.
Yeah, because there, as you indicated, and as the CPA group has been trying to get the word out, there are many uses for the CPA funds, and clearly there's no such thing as a free lunch. Somebody's got to pay for it. But I think the CPA piece is relatively affordable from a Franklin perspective with, you know, big benefits. So we'll see what the voters decide. In regards to budget, you're probably aware that in the mid of 2019, the town administrator recommended the town consider an override for our FY21 budget. The pandemic hit, so that during the budget cycle, that did not happen. However, as you're probably aware, and other Franklin residents are aware, the water rate and town trash and recycling rate have since increased. There's also a stormwater utility fee up for consideration for implementing on or about July 21. And yet the operational budget for both schools and town are still challenged. There's still budget cuts. There's still pressures there. So how would you approach this financial situation?
In our present budgetary condition, it is critical to consider it. As you mentioned, this measures was in consideration last year. I don't think the situation has much changed since then.
Yeah, if anything, it's gotten worse with the pandemic affecting a number of individuals, clearly, businesses, of course, and they're integrated. Because if the business doesn't open, or if the business is open but people don't go, then the business may not stay open. So it's a vicious cycle, and you know, hopefully the numbers will stay above the red zone and we can do what we need to do and make it through this. Time will tell, as they say, right?
Yes.
So what would you say to the voter who asks, why should I vote for you?
Franklin has been subject to break-ins and vandalism in the last few years. This is becoming a big concern for many residents. I worked with affected families in the past. I will work to bring a fresh, new perspective with a wide range of personal and professional experiences that will contribute greatly to the growth of our town. And I understand how a team works, and the council is just that as a team, needing diverse leader to represent this community.
So while we've addressed the key questions that I ask all the town council candidates, is there anything else you'd like to add that we did not cover yet?
Continue my deep commitment to maintain our town, Franklin's a small town atmosphere and outstanding quality of life. The pandemic is affecting all of us, including businesses and town government. No one is untouched by the totality of recent events. The combined health and economic crisis have created significant challenges. Like my top priorities are, number one, protect our small town atmosphere. Number two, maintain fiscal responsibility with balanced budget, high reserves. Number three, preserve our open space. Number four, keep Franklin the safest community in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. Number five, promote a thriving downtown and our overall businesses community. Number six, locally controlled planning and housing needs. Number seven, expanded services to our seniors. Number eight, improved parks and fields. Number nine, continue addressing the impacts of COVID-19. I am confident that our future looks bright and a carefully guided, safe return to economic and healthy prosperity lies ahead.
Good. I think that's fairly comprehensive. Well, thank you for taking time today to share your views and something about you with the Franklin voters. Hopefully they'll have enough to make a decision come December 5 in the special election for the town council. I wish you the best of luck. In the show notes, we'll include if you've got a web page or contact info, so if people have any follow-up questions, they can reach out to you accordingly. So thank you for your time today.
Thank you, Steve, and thank you for the opportunity.
We are now producing this in collaboration with Franklin TV and Franklin Public Radio, WFPR-FM. This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but we can't do it alone. We can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something here, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements. And I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is titled Ernesto Mañana. Copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy. You can also subscribe and listen to Franklin Matters Radio on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. Search in podcasts for Franklin Matters.